Good evening, Audio Boo. It is now, let me check, 2 minutes past midnight, and I'm at work. The bumping and whirring noise in the background there is the fork truck that I'm driving. So, this is a normality boo for me. This is just my regular job, driving a forklift, amongst other things. And just trying to get the work out of the way so I can go and enjoy myself. I'm sorry I've not booed much in this last week. I know I'm about to say now that I've not really been able to find the time, but I suppose that's not really a good excuse, because booing is something that can be done on the move, and it only takes, oh, it takes 5 minutes to record a boo. These last few weeks have been really busy, in a good way. I've been working, doing a little bit of overtime, but in between there's been a lot of things going off at home, just busy really, I suppose. And also there's been a lot of outdoor related things going off. I'm not really sure whether how much I'm supposed to give away at the minute, but I've been helping a guy called Terry Abram, helping him record a new promo video for an outdoor brand called Carrymore. I, believe it or not, I'm the model for the shoot. So we've been sent lots of gear by Carrymore to wear and display in the video. So it's, as I said before, it's now 4 minutes past midnight, and I work 12-hour shifts. So this is my last shift. So when it gets to 7 o'clock, I'm going to be heading towards Buxton in the Peak District to meet Terry at a place called Axe Edge Moor, and we're going to be recording some more snippets of video for the promo video that he's doing. But this is going to be a test of human endurance and how long someone can stay awake, I think, because it's going to be about a 50 minute drive for me to get there, and as I said, I'm on 12 hour nights, so I'm going to be pretty tired by midday. We're only going to be doing some videoing for around about 3 or 4 hours, I think, so hopefully I can manage to stay awake for the shoot and I don't look too tired. But if I get too tired, I think rather than drive straight back, I'll just sleep in the car for an hour or two and then drive home. But it is set to be a glorious day in the Peak District, so it should be fun. I enjoyed the shoot that we did last Friday. That was lots of fun. I've seen a couple of the little snippets of video that he's edited together already, and yeah. So yeah, and I suppose in some ways you could say I'm kind of one of the new faces of Carrymore's new 2012 kit, which is, well, a bit of an honour really, I suppose. Okay, I'll leave it at that. I'm going to listen back to this one. Hopefully it wasn't too loud. I'm driving my forklift along while moving some things in the warehouse. Just trying to keep myself awake, really. And I'll post this, and I'll speak to you all again soon. I'll probably do you a boo in about 10 hours' time and update you on how the shoot's gone. Okay, speak to you all again very soon. Bye for now. I'm back again. I just listened back to the boo. It's not too bad, so I will publish this one. I was looking at the levels as I was recording it, and it looked like it was going to be like, well, ridiculously noisy. But it's not too bad. Something else I'd like to add. It just got me thinking. I've been calling myself the pauper hiker. The pauper hiker in a sense that pretty much all the clothing and the gear that I've got is around about 6 or 7 years old. I've used it to death. It's not just stuff that I've not used. I've really used it all to death. And I was listening to a song the other day called The Manchester Rambler. It's quite a famous song in the walking world, I suppose. And one of the lines in the song, in the chorus, excuse me, I'll just get past this little bit here. Yeah, the lines in the chorus, he said, "I may be a wage slave on Monday, but I am a free man on Sunday." And that's what I feel. I'm working in the warehouse at the minute, a wage slave, and when I'm out walking, I feel like a free man, and it all seems worth it. I am rambling now. Okay, 3 seconds to go. I'll catch you next time. Bye.